Робин Гуд, глава 7, быстрый вариант. Long before Robin came to live in Sherwood Forest, he used often to go there for hunt. There were many wild animals which people could shoot. Only the deer belonged to the king. No one could hunt or kill them. One day, while Robin was hunting in the forest, he met a most beautiful lady. She was dressed in green velvet. He thought she looked like a queen. He never saw anyone so lovely. He loved her from the very first moment. He soon found that her name was Marian. After this, Marian and Robin met each other very often. They used to hunt together in the forest and came to love one another very much. They loved each other so much that Robin asked Marian to marry him. Marian said yes. Robin thought he was the happiest man in the world. She went back home with her father to prepare for the wedding. It was to be in a few days. But just then, a terrible trouble happened to Robin. He lost everything that he had. So Robin lived in the green wood. He said to himself, I cannot ask a lady to come and live this life with me. I must say goodbye to my dear Marian forever. He wrote a sad letter. I shall love you always, he said, but this life is too hard for a sweet lady, so I will never see you more. Goodbye. Marian was very, very sad. She cried all day long. She was very lonely now. The world seemed dark and lifeless. At last she became so unhappy that she could bear it no longer. I must go into the green wood to look for Robin, she said. If I see him again, the pain will go out of my heart. It was a long way to Sherwood Forest. Mary knew that it was not safe for a beautiful lady to travel so far by herself. She feared the wild, wicked man, so she dressed like a knight. Over her lovely face she drew a steel chain cover, which knights used to wear. Robin was very fond of disguising himself. He was very clever at it, too. One day he dressed himself as a Norman knight and went out into the forest. He met another knight and called out in Norman French. Stop, sir knight. I give leave only to those who are noble and whose name is fair. What is your name and where are you going? Marian, for of course it was she, was very frightened. Robin's voice sounded so terrible that she didn't know it, and she could not see his face. She thought he was some wicked Norman knight. Without saying a word, she drew her sword and prepared to fight. Ah, said Robin, you refuse to answer. You must be evil if you cannot tell what it is. Fight then, false knight. He drew his sword, and the fight began. Robin was taller and stronger than Marian, but she used her sword very cleverly. He found it hard to get the better of her. He could not but admire the skill and grace with which she defended herself. It is wonderful that a knight so young and so slim should have such strength and quickness, he said to himself. I'd like he were one of my men. They fought for more than an hour. Marian was wounded in the arm. Robin had a cut in his cheek. Marian was tired. Robin began to feel sorry for the young knight who fought so skillfully and well. Robin forgot that he was pretending to be a Norman knight and spoke in his own voice. When Marian heard it, she dropped her sword with a cry of happiness. Robin, Robin, was all she could say. Marian, he said, full of wonder. Marian, can it be you? Oh, what did you not speak before? I heard you, he added. Marian took off her helmet. Her face was pale, but there was a smile on her lips and her eyes were full of happy tears. How they laughed and cried. Sweetheart, he said, when she had finished her story, I do not know how I shall live in the greenwood when you go away again. But I never go away again. I'm going to stay with you always, she said. Dearest, you must not. It is an uncomfortable life, not fit for a gentle lady like you. Oh, Robin, don't be so unkind. The sun does not shine and the birds forget the scene when I am away from you. Let me stay. So Robin let her stay. As they walked, they met Little John. He was very much surprised to see his master and the strange young knight, laughing gaily. Oh, Little John, called out Robin, come help me. This fair knight has pierced my heart so that I fear I shall never recover. Little John turned pale. Master, he said, I am indeed wounded. If it is so, this false knight has not long to live. And he looked angrily at Marian. She drew closer to Robin, saying, this big man frightens me. But Robin laughed. Friend, he said, this is no knight, but my own fair life, main Marian. If my heart is wounded, it is only with the bright glances from her eyes. Marian, he went on, this is my friend Little John. He is the tallest and the bravest of my men, the wisest hand among us. Little John knelt on one knee and kissed Marian's hand. "Lady," he said, "be our queen, as Robin is our king. I swear to serve you faithfully and well as I do him." Marian smiled. Her heart was full. She could not speak. "Now, master," said Little John, "we must have a feast today, for this must be a great dinner in the greenwood." "Robin," said Marian, "I wish I had a dress to wear instead of this armor." "Sweetheart," replied Robin, "you are lovely as you are. If you want a dress, you can have one. There are several fine dresses which you can choose. Come, I will show you where they are." Robin sat down outside to wait for Marian. When he opened his eyes, he saw Marian. She looked like a fairy princess. Slowly they walked through the green wood together. They had so much to say to each other that time went all too quickly. Then Robin blew his horn. In answer to it all his men came. As they passed Robin, every man bowed. Then each one knelt on one knee, kissed Marian's hand. Then the merry dinner began. The cooks did their best. The sun shone, the birds sang. "Here's a health to Maid Marian, queen of the greenwood. Here's to fair Maid Marian and bold Robin Hood," they cried. "Long may they live, and happy may they be." Then came fat and jolly Friar Tuck, and the great forest as Robin and Marian were married. Everyone was happy. Only Little John felt the least bit sad. "Now Robin has such a lovely wife, he will not need his friends anymore," he said to himself. But when Marian saw that he looked sad and guessed why, she talked kindly to him, and soon he was as merry as the rest. They sang and danced and played, and no one seemed to tire. So this happy day came to an end. The red sun sank behind the trees. The birds slept, and all the forest was silent. Only the bright stars were awake and watched over Robin and his band. Robin and Marian lived together for a long time. They were very, very happy. They lived so happily together and loved each other so much. To live like Robin Hood and Maid Marian came to be a proverb. And to this day, in the place where Maid Marian lived and where she was buried when she died, they give a prize each year to the man and wife who lived most happily together.